now that we got the pumpkin all gutted, which I think was most of the rambling thing prior to now, we'll finish off the carving. So I've been working with these little saw tools, something that came out of the carving kit. They're good for detail work. And then I have a larger tool as well. So the design I've been carving is a witch kind of flying over the moon. And go in and clean up some of these edges and finish off the last little bit of our design. I stenciled it on with the little twirly nubby thing that we heard earlier. Here it is still. It's very faint. I don't know if you can hear it. But it's just a little wheel with points on it that I used to trace the design on. And it left little indentations in the pumpkin that I could then take my carving tools and go back over to make this awesome design. So we kind of have the profile of our witch here, and she's kind of cackling in profile against the moon, and I followed the directions while I was doing this. There were some little instructions. Ain't too proud for instructions. So the instructions suggested that you do some of the detailed cuts first. And so that's where I started. I started with the detail work. So that included her eye, and then she has some wisp of hair blowing in the moonlight, and it looks like she's kind of flying on a broom. You can see her hands holding onto a broomstick, so her hair is kind of flying behind her. So we worked on these little hair wisp and a little piece we took out that's kind of like her shoulder. Then I worked on sculpting out or carving out her hands and her broomstick. And so then, once we did those detailed work, we got to starting to get the moon cut out behind her. So kind of cutting out the negative space that the light will shine through. And it's really starting to take shape and look pretty good. And so we have to start working on this. One of the pieces I'm still kind of cleaning up here is her mouth. So she's kind of, like I said, she has this cackling mouth with some tight little corners, I guess. I'm going to get some of the pieces of pumpkin are a little bit stubborn. But we just took our time and slowly get it out there. And we kind of pop these little pieces out. And if you didn't hear me say it before, I think I really liked the fact that I cut the bottom. I cut the hole in the pumpkin in the bottom to clean it out. Because now as I cut little pieces out, if they fall through, they just fall right to the bottom onto the table. And I don't have to go digging for them, really. That's kind of nice. And she has kind of a funky chin and like a warty nose, like you would expect kind of the ugly old witch that lives down the lane. All those witches get a bad rap. Those, I think it's what Hansel and Gretel's witch leads the kids inside with candy and then cooks them alive. I'm a big fan of Into the Woods, where they do those The Other Side of Fairy Tales, if you've ever seen it. And the witch sings that, she's not nice, she's just right. Everybody else is trying to be nice. So I'm just scraping a little bit of the insides of the pumpkin so my cuts are nice and clean. And they're not so jagged. And then just kind of trying to clean up some of the little stringy pieces that are hanging on. Occasionally doing this, I've kind of been reminded of, I don't know if I, did I finish that thought, was like having baby teeth that like are just holding on and you kind of have to wiggle and get them to pop out. That's what getting some of these pumpkin pieces out has been like, you know, just slowly go along. And you know, it's a, some of it, like the moon, is a nice long curve, but you end up taking out little chunks at a time so that nothing breaks. And that's why I think they had us do the details first. I thought, well, that makes sense. So everything's structurally sound when you're trying to make these little cuts. And as my pumpkin starts to dry up, I think her nose and her chin are going to look even more ragged, which is kind of cute. So we'll just call that a happy accident and just keep on going. So then we kind of cut out part of her hat, and that is what the last pieces are that I have here. So just kind of referencing back to my stencil design to decide where I want to start. I guess I'll start. Maybe I'll start with the larger one here. Let's start with the position. She has to have a pointy hat. We just kind of trace along the indentations that we made. And eventually we're going to have a pretty cool pumpkin, if I do say so myself, that can sit outside and be enjoyed for Halloween. Aha, there you go, got a little sliver. Starting to come out pretty good. My fellow muggles can enjoy this little witchy pumpkin. I think I recorded this part, but like I said, sometimes it's nice to just have a little break from things, and so I think this Halloween, let me just escape somewhere instead of staying hanging around for trick-or-treaters. So I don't know, I might put the pumpkin in the back, on the back porch. This doesn't attract too much attention. So we've got our hat, and then I guess this little piece that comes out over here is sort of like her cape blowing in the wind. So yeah, this piece. Our cape is going. So I kind of got outline there. And then see, I got this big chunk, but I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it out in one piece. So just kind of cut through it. And we'll work on it in bite-sized pieces. So glad I still had a little bit of carving left. You guys could hear this. And, hopefully it turns out kind of cool. Are you enjoying it? There we go. Okay. Getting there. Starting to look nearly done. It's always making sure there's a few parts of the pumpkin that I think are like just a little, I guess, thicker than others. So I'm gonna use this longer tool to cut through them. And I'm just scraping little bits into my bowl o' guts. Ah, oh, there we go. I got one of those. There's a good chunk. And here comes his friend. Maybe. Ah, there we go. Oh, I'm gonna fall through or come out for it. Oh, there we go. Okay, that's her hat in the moon. Yeah, it's looking pretty good, if I do say so myself. And my plan is to put the visual for you guys on Twitter so you can see this masterpiece that we made at Hottie's house. Next door at Hottie's house. And just share in some wholesome Halloween fun. Yes, yes, yes. Our last piece, our last main section anyway, is going to be this cape. Ah, oh, there we go. And then it's going to clean up some of those edges again. And you got some of these slivers that you got to figure out how deep of a sliver to make it so that, in hopes that the candle, the light in our jack-o'-lantern, illuminate the design the way it is intended, or at least the way we like it. Yeah. Wipe off some of the gooey parts. See what I need to actually clean up and pretty good, actually. Gotta have a nice festive pumpkin here. And I have enjoyed having your company as we did it together. Life gave us a pumpkin. Some gremlins, and we made a jack-o'-lantern. I don't know. That'll be rambles for you. Not quite knowing what you're gonna get. Just looking at the lines again, and where pieces hanging in the way that we can get out or scrape out like this. I just got a little pile of pumpkin guts underneath this hole. It should be easy to clean up. I got a little tarp down. Almost done. So she's got her hat going and her cape flowing through the moon, just trying to get the right curve on each of these, just shaving off a little here, And a little there. I've got a happy, or maybe she's a mad witch, I'm not sure. But she'll be a great little addition to Halloween festivities, as I said. Little bits of pumpkin where I have some fun cleaning up in a bit. I think I kept most of it on the table. Cleaning out the, getting the insides just right. Like I said, oh, nice clean line. So the light goes where we want it, without making too many jagged edges, scraggly, whatever other words we might come up with. There we go. Alright. I think that's gonna work. Very nicely. That was why we spent so much time gutting it, so get majority of the guts out of the way and make the carving part a little easier. So while we may have missed most of it, we got to finish this one together. Good. And I have my candle here to test it out with, so let's give that a try. And here we go. Put it inside. Ha! That's pretty nice. I like it. Awesome. Let's go look at outside. So, thank you for joining me next door as we did this little Halloween project. And I wish you a very happy Halloween.